systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars. Who you are going to see in just a moment has been on the podcast before. She's a great friend of mine, and she's just absolutely mind-blowing at times as well. But it's psychic medium Katie Manning Hilton. So get ready to have your minds blown. There she is, my crazy friend.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm up, and I actually did some glam, and I actually have pants on. in the world of Zoom meetings.
Me too. I mean, we'll just go ahead, we'll start, and like tell me, like fill me in. How have you been since the last time we chatted? Because it's been like a couple months.
Great. I'm still doing everything virtually, no live shows yet. I've done a couple of events, classes through Zoom. But no in-person.
Which is funny that you mentioned that right off the bat, because literally my mom texted me 5 minutes ago and she's like, if Katie's doing parties, we should set one up. And I'm like,
I'm probably not going to return to that for a while.
Yeah.
Just because like it's just right. So much easier to set up and not travel.
Well, and I said to her, I'm like, we could definitely set something up, do a little Zoom action, have a few people.
Oh, you got it.
Whatever, like, you know, party on our end and throw you up on the TV and like whatever, like, you know, make it a drinky fest.
That's like <That'd> great. I have found, and you probably have felt this too, I think that the people's energy is all over the place.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I'm finding a lot of needy souls, and I don't mean needy like they're sad. I mean, it's almost a demand. Like I want it right now and I want you to take care of this right now. So that's an interesting, because in all the years I've done this, I don't think I've had that much for a length of time like this, where it seems like people are in the demand. Now, maybe it's created this like subculture of us being, you know, Instacart.
Well, and I'll say this though. I mean, we've been alone with our thoughts a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're in a part of our existence where there's a lot of us who have been alone for far too long, alone with our thoughts, you know, thinking about decisions that we had made in the past or people that we've lost or, you know, decisions about the future to make. And, you know, our emotions are high. You know, so it's like,
we
want those answers. We want them now because we've waited for so long. And who better to go to than Katie Manning Hilton? I mean, come on.
You're so funny. That's been like an interesting side part, but I'm still doing the podcast, my podcast, Psychic on the Scene, iHeartRadio. Yes. So if anybody is interested in that, we've had a lot of great guests on ours. And really kind of going into more, I really wanted this year to go into things more like cryptozoology, lost civilizations, ancient astronauts. I really wanted to delve into a lot of that paranormal stuff that's like the world of weird, Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Bigfoot exist? Do you know? Like,
I totally believe that Bigfoot exists. And we had an expert on once before, and we're going to have another one that was a demonologist, Steve Cull, and he's coming on, and he's like, he's been all over for, Bigfoot hunts. I think he's even been on like the travel station and stuff, but pretty cool.
Well,
to talk to people that do that.
When you start believing, I believe, and now I'm freaking out.
Exactly. Somebody else said that to me too. Like, you know, like if the psychic gets scared, what does that mean about everything else?
Like if Katie believes in Bigfoot, like how can I not? Like, you know, what I want to ask you before we jump into any questions and just like, I want to hit on a couple things from the last pod that you were on and get into some listener questions, but I want to know how you deal with skeptics, because I know that you saw my post on my radio Facebook page. And, you know, I hid some of the comments because people were just, I mean, they're being ridiculous. Like they're being silly and skeptical and stupid. And my whole thing is like, you can be a skeptic, but like get a reading and then tell me what you think.
Well, you know, and it's a great question. I mean, people that are just plain mean are going to be mean no matter what. They're going to troll a page, troll my page, wherever. But there, people that are skeptics, I work a lot in law enforcement. So what? Nobody is more skeptical than when you go into a police station and they said, you know, you got to talk to this psychic. I actually appreciate that, because I don't believe that you should just believe in everything, like talking about Bigfoot and everything, just believe in everything. And oh, other people say she's good, she must be good. You definitely have to have your own experience. I'm the first person that I get approached by a lot of people that do different kinds of modalities, whether it's healing work or whatever. And I'm like, prove it to me. But I don't go in with like a snarky attitude. I'm just open to it. And then I wait and see. But it's interesting that people feel that it's okay to attack.
Yeah, but that's the internet, right? I mean, that's the internet. That's how people are. Like, exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be about gymnastics. It could be about, politics.
I'm very fortunate that because I was out in the field so long working with families, that I already had a proven track record, or working with law enforcement, that I got to the point where I just felt like, that's okay. If that's your belief and you don't want to believe, that's where you come from. I can understand and appreciate that and respect it. Just respect the fact that I'm seeing and talking to dead people. And even if I'm not doing it right now, I do this as a regular thing and it's my way of life. So it's, yeah. I understand it. And I think people like to make critical jokes, or give me the money and I'll tell you your future or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So I dealt with it for many, many years.
Well, and I think, the biggest issue is like, you don't have people that are considered or found to be a fraud as a radio DJ, or found to be a fraud as a police officer. I mean, that's touchy. But you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of these people who do say they're psychics, and then all of a sudden it's just, they've embezzled all this money from people. I know.
Well, that was like back in the day. And then, the person that actually like really legitimized it, or it became more a household name. There was ones that did work with the White House.
Okay.
Both during Ronald Reagan's era and Nixon's era. And they were like on staff to help. And they did predict things and told them to be careful of certain things.
Yeah.
But so throughout history, there's been ones kind of like in the background. But when it really became to the forefront, thankfully, was Sylvia Brown and John Edward at the same time on television. Sylvia Brown became a regular guest on Montel Williams.
I know, yeah. I mean, I used to tune in like religiously when she was on, because it was.
Who couldn't?
I mean, yeah, because I mean, she's just clearly like a cool personality, but at the same point, it was just like creepy. Like, it would give me chills, but like it would be so real. And like a lot of that stuff was legitimized, like,
right. And then John Edward really made it more pop culture. And he was on Sci-Fi Network, and when that started, he already had quite a following, like I do. He already had a following, but then when he did that, it shot him into a different kind of celebrity and stardom. But it made it okay to, if you were a person
believe,
that
made it okay
believed
to believe
and dreamt about things or had experiences, and it validated that.
Yeah. And I mean, just knowing that myself, like in the signs that I've seen and stuff like that,
yes.
Like you, like I can see them all the time or whatever and be like, I'm just seeing things, but like talking to you about it, it's like, okay, now I feel like it's legit. Like, I feel like I'm not just seeing things. I'm not just crazy.
Right.
So, I think that's the thing, is like a lot of us do have it instilled in us. It's just a matter of like paying attention.
Truly believe, Marissa, that everybody is psychic. I've said this to you before and on the show, but people don't listen to it. And I've never met a person that has said to me, I listened to my gut and it was wrong. It's always the other way around, where they go, oh, I should have listened. So
yeah. So, all right. Well, I want to start with the celebrity questions, because I want to follow back up on Brittany real quick, because the last time we were on, I had asked about her, because like, obviously that's like a big thing for especially people my age and in that like late 20s, 30s age group, maybe even a little bit older than that. Like, we all kind of grew up with her. So it's like, this is top of mind for a lot of people. And one of the things that you had said was, in the next few months, she is going to kind of not, well, I think you may have said like, have some more freedom, but you had definitely said she won't be under her dad's control anymore. And that, you know, you said that a couple months ago. Her trial, her court date is coming up in June, day before my birthday. I'm really hoping I get to celebrate on my birthday. But you know, that the big thing that they're trying to do is get him off of that. So do you see this still going in that same trajectory, like same path?
I do. And you know, I mean, like you could say poor young woman, but it really has been, I think, a rough ride for her.
Yeah.
It feels like this is her breakaway year, not only from her father, but it feels almost like she's going to reemerge in the public as almost like a new Britney.
Yeah.
And I see that going towards the fall. So if they are already having things in the works, like between September, November, like a new release or something, it's definitely showing that. But I feel like this is going to turn in her favor. Though there is something about this that makes me feel like we're all going to be shocked about like a monetary payoff. And every time I focus on it, I don't know if it's that they have to pay the father off to shut him up, or he's going to be owing her back money. And again, it shows her having, again, like freedom, like her starting almost like a kid all over again.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, there's a couple ways of this that have been going in the news. And one that she wants to be completely out of the conservatorship, but that's not the main focus right now, because she's okay with one person that's in control. It's dad that she wants off. So we'll see what happens there. The other people that I want to discuss real quick, J-Lo and Ben Affleck. You know, we talked about Jennifer Aniston last time. We talked about Kim Kardashian last time. But J-Lo and Ben, what do we see happening with those two crazy kids?
I think it's just that old love going to take a romp, make some public noise, maybe heal a little bit of that public embarrassment. Do I think it's going to last? No. But even though the public loves it, everybody loves them together. I think this is just a lot of fun. I actually would be very surprised if it lasted through the summer.
Okay. All right. Yeah. She's Jenny from the block. She's just going back around, you know?
Exactly. Like my girlfriend says, do not recycle old exes.
Yeah.
They're exes for a reason.
Yeah. But so many of us do. The other one that I want to ask about real quick is Justin Bieber, because there were articles at the end of last year saying that him and his wife, Haley, they don't want to have kids right now. They're waiting. But then there were some buzz that she might be pregnant. And I don't feel like we've seen a whole lot of her. So I'm wondering, is there baby Bieber's brewing?
That's interesting. You know, I have to say yes, because it's showing almost like a People magazine. And him holding, like her and him holding a baby. So there may even be twins connected in there, or two children, but it definitely shows a baby boy.
How many times does he say baby in that song? Baby, baby, baby. Oh, the triplets?
Yeah, triplets.
No. Oh, cool. All right, cool. Well, you know, I want to get to some listener questions. And just, you know, see where we can go from here. Because I did send you a couple of videos last night and a couple, like at least a picture or so. So we'll get to that in a minute, because those were some crazy orbs. And
crazy,
you know, I had seen those videos a couple weeks ago, and like I got chills watching them.
I should share them if the person is okay with it. I should share it on Psychic on the Scene, because people ask about orbs all the time. Those were profound.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get the clearance for you later, but because I'm sure it's fine. She would love all the information that you can give. But Megan wants to know, her mom passed, but they're unsure how she died. Is there anything that you can see?
Does Meg have in there something with the mother's name?
She doesn't.
It doesn't matter. So with the mother, I keep getting, first of all, she feels like she was a very put together lady. I can actually smell a little bit of perfume, kind of like an Avon smell connected with Meg's mother. When I'm getting this, I do keep getting a very quick passing. It kind of feels like something with like an aneurysm or a blood clot. So her passing was very sick, though I do think she had some health conditions prior to this. It actually feels like heaviness on the chest or issues with breathing. Okay. But the mother is very peaceful. The mother's also showing me what looks like, I don't know if the mother's name is like Mary Rose or something with that, but there's roses over here to the side. Or they had just done something like the mother's garden and planted roses. There is a lot with the month of April with that. So that could be a birthday, anniversary, or passing.
Okay. And that might be why it's even more top of mind, because obviously we just got through April. So Kim wants to know, is leaving this relationship behind the best thing for her?
God, first of all, psychologically, if you're asking, I think you already know the answer. But a lot to do with this, that this Kim feels like she keeps getting into toxic relationships over and over again. So it's kind of like the same person, just a different face every single time. So I would say to Kim, absolutely. It's about being okay with being alone when I see this. And there's something with a Sagittarian. So I don't know if she's a Sagittarian or the person that she's supposed to be with is a Sagittarian. And that would be more like the soulmate connection. Honestly, I don't believe that she's had a soulmate yet in her life. So it's all about the learning, but she's got to stop dating these people, the same ones over and over again. And they do feel like walking wounded.
Yeah. And I mean, if anybody can relate and tell you, like, once you've been in a toxic place, like, take time for you. Heal. Oh my goodness, heal. Praise the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. I get you and I both. And now I'm in a great place.
Because you had said to me in a couple instances, I had soulmate connections, and those happen to be the people that hurt me the most.
So. Right. And they term that, just to, for your listeners, there's three kinds of love. There's kindred spirits or kindred love. And that's like friends. That's like you and your nan, you and your nana. Yeah. That's a kindred where you guys like probably knew each other in other lifetimes. You guys just get each other. It's an unspoken thing that you're going to pick up the cake or whatever. And you two are going to sit there and eat it at the kitchen table together.
Which is funny. You mentioned cake and Nana. Her birthday is going to be this weekend.
He's like amazing. She's like the energized butter. But anyway, so then there's soulmate love. Soulmate love, truly, when the person comes in the room, they give you a sense of peace. Like everything just feels like, ah, it's just okay. It's effortless. Use that word. If you're trying to manifest love, anything in your life, use the word effortless. And then twin flame. Girl, you and I have been through the gamut with twin flames. Uh-huh. Twin flames are soul connected. The problem with them is they suck. They definitely suck. You keep giving so much in that. Like say you had a short list of five things that were your non-negotiables. You give up at least three to accommodate that person, and they give up nothing. And then all of a sudden you're like, they've done nothing to cultivate this relationship with me, and I have to keep doing all the work. So it's a big part of like your life lessons that you have to be the one to turn around and walk away instead of chasing it.
That's what I did, girl.
I know you did, girl. Nice.
We'll touch on passings again for just a moment, because I had, and I'm sure you get this question all the time. It's kind of like me, you know, being in radio, like who have you met? You know, for you, I'm sure the constant question is, are my loved ones sending signs? Are my loved ones together once they pass? Is everybody okay? Are they watching me? Like these kind of questions.
Right. So, and then it is repetitive. So here's the lowdown about how I see them. Now, psychics, mediums see them a little bit differently, but there's a general consensus. So when we cross over, we choose our heaven. Mm-hmm. So especially with Mother's Day being this weekend, if your mom passes over, typically they show up around you, so you can make your heaven whatever you want it to be. If you need your heaven to be 2021, then they're going to be at the family party. They can be in like 12 different places at once. So if you've got relatives in California and some up in Maine, they're at all these family functions. They know what's going on. So it's not like so linear.
Yeah.
And they do send signs. I think a lot of times people are closed off, just like the psychic ability stuff, closed off to the signs. So they're getting the cardinals, they're getting the dimes over and over again. They're getting hearts in every single place they look, or rainbows. And then finally they have to go, oh, I think that's my mom, or numbers over and over again. Every time they look at the radio, it's the same numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, that was a very common theme for a lot of questions. And I get it. You know, people have passed, you care about them. You want to know that they're proud of you, or, you know, they're watching and making sure that you're okay. And, you know, they're kind of like your guardian angel, if you will. You know, I've got my little
angel.
So it's very common. And, but the thing I think is like, if you want them to be there, they are there. Like, you just have to pay attention. So
100%. And you asked, the first thing about that you said is, are they together? There's only strange times where, you know, Uncle George shows up alone. He might've been a miserable person in life and he's working on his stuff and he's kind of going through like his own schooling on the other side. But the rest of your family, even your like spouse's family, will show up all together. So you could have aunts and grandmothers from that side of the family, as well as your own. And now they all know each other. And the people will say, well, they didn't know each other while they were here, but they're all showing up like a party for you.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Lucia asked something rather general, but it is because of the pandemic, and just wants to know, like, do you see COVID now consistently staying with us? Like, it, as a future thing, like, do you think that this is here to stay, as in, you know, maybe it can get better, but like, we're not always going to be quarantined clearly, but, you know, maybe like the flu, it like, you know, sticks around.
I think that they're going to be, actually it's already started. I think there's going to be different variations, but it doesn't ever feel again like a pandemic. So that may be even more what she's asking, like, is that going to happen again? It does not feel like it happens again. In fact, that was probably a lot of what we needed to learn with the initial part of that this past year, how we could operate and what we could do.
Yeah.
But it never feels like COVID or that strain, COVID-19, feels like it comes back like it did in the beginning.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
I made the mistake of watching the Contagion movie ago, and I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what we went through. They're talking about quarantine. They're talking about social distancing, masks. I'm like, I don't want to watch it anymore. All right. So let's dive into what I had sent you. So I want to look at the picture first. So if you have that, and all let me pull this up on my phone real quick.
It's the young man that passed?
Yes. Yes. So this is Carl. And
okay,
what we want to know here, this is Laura's ex-husband, and she wants to know, he just recently passed, and she had been taking care of him. So she's looking for some validation, you know, like,
so here's what I want to say to Laura when I was looking at the picture.
Yeah.
It feels like, just like she said, like they remained friends. And there's a part of this young man, Carl, who feels like he never grew up. He was eternally like a kid kind of at heart. There's a ton of music with him. So I don't know if he was actually somebody that recorded music or just had like a huge love like for it. He's going to probably be sending her music. He says to say to her and the family how grateful he is that she took care of him. I do feel like he was very sick for a long time. I don't know if he had issues with swallowing, but there's something with the swallowing, and it feels like pervasive. So if it was a cancer he kept trying to fight it, he did fight right up until the very end. Very loving, creative guy. He is surrounded by people next to him, which feels like it could be mom and dad on either side of him. But he's got the parents with him. And he actually looks very much like the mother when I'm seeing this, the woman over here to the side. So he is saying to tell Laura, again, grateful, but he keeps saying that he couldn't respond. I don't think he could speak at the end. And he could hear her the whole time. I think they're planning some sort of like outdoor memorial for him or some sort of a celebration of life. He is showing he actually is showing butterflies. So I don't know if they've used that as some sort of a symbol or if that was part of his illness. I wanted to make sure it wasn't on the memorial. But he is showing the butterflies. So for me, he is peaceful. Let her know that he is okay and he is peaceful. But June does feel like it's actually showing June 14th. So that's pretty specific. So I don't know if they're having some sort of a family gathering or get together for him and celebrate his life.
Did he know how sick he was? And like,
he definitely knew. I actually, when I'm focusing in towards the end of his life, I don't know if he was collapsing or having some dizzy spells, but I keep getting like almost like a ringing in my ear, which he might've been complaining of. But there's like a ringing in my ear when I get that. This was building and he kept feeling exhausted. I don't think he could eat. So there's a lot of things with his body that was breaking down and he didn't really want anybody to know how sick he was or how scared he was.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That all makes sense to me just from what I know. Now I want to take a peek at these orbs, these crazy orbs. And, you know, I mean, I sent you two videos. I actually have like four or five. And
so I'm going to assume that these were taken on different nights,
probably
from their, their front door ring.
Yeah, it's one of those little nest cameras. Yeah. So like the incident that keeps happening is, you know, at first you can think, all right, it's just like a particle in the air and, you know, maybe it's on the camera or whatever, but every single time it's a little bit different. Like some of them might be very similar. So it might be the same kind of color, same type of speed movement, but we'll go behind a wall. Like, you know, not through a wall, but like behind it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then one of them popped up and, you know, this will be on the screen when we go to show this, but there's a bright red one or orange. Mm-hmm. And it's super fast, like super speedy. And like, again, goes behind a wall. It doesn't like, you know.
So my first question, Marissa, with this is, and the person that submitted it to you, I'm going to guess that this triggered the camera.
It did. She gets a motion detector.
So in the innovation of these, done a lot for paranormal. So the times that we have thought we saw somebody or heard somebody on our front porch, but obviously didn't have any kind of physical evidence. Back when I first started doing ghost hunting, God, years ago, it was with Albany Ghost Investigators. And then I worked with the upstate New York ones. But one of the things they would do is they would use a double camera because we didn't have as much of like the cell phones and stuff back when I started it. And the double camera was to pick up these solitary orbs that seem to move of their own volition. So that's a biggie, because if it's a dust particle in the house, it'll kind of do that float up.
Right.
You can actually tell it floats up and then it kind of just comes down like a balloon.
Yeah.
When they have actual kind of critical mass and it seems like they're moving with a deliberate distinction, like these have been, that is the ones you pay attention, and it's alone. It's not like a cluster of bugs. It's not a cluster of rain, because rain sometimes does the same thing, or mist. Mm-hmm. Neither one of these has that. And it's always in the same area. The cat, if you're watching the one, the cat is watching it.
Oh,
the cat is looking up at it, which I always say,
I didn't even notice animals, that, Judy.
The cat is like this. And watching it like kind of go across. So that's a huge component of it. Neither one feels like an insect, definitely feels like spirit. I wrote back to you last night. It was like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, before I could even tell you what I was going to say, you're like, oh my God. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Lots of exclamation.
Because that's exactly when you're trying to get, I think they call that type or level A. Paranormal, or if you catch an EVP, it's like a level A. I'm probably getting that all wrong. Every paranormal person will jump on my case. I'm sorry. But it's that would be a perfect example of that, is that this is caught, it registers on the camera. And again, it has singular motion all by itself, like a person walking. Now, you were asking kind of about the color. Color doesn't seem to matter as much. Like, people will be like, is it red because it's evil? Or is it black because it's evil? Or is like a bad entity? No. The color has probably more to do with how the person at that point is feeling, whether it's the person in spirit or the person, like she's sitting there at some point and we're looking at the back.
Yes.
She could have just been chilling and maybe going through something. The red, if you're connecting to like healing energy, all of that has different colors. So red and orange are the root chakras. That's the grounding. That's what kind of stabilizes you. Maybe she was thinking about or going through something that particular night, and that energy or that entity was trying to give that to her. So it doesn't mean like it's a scary, you know, say it's green. What does that mean? Does that mean it's happy? Or that was my grandmother's favorite, you know, color.
Yeah.
It could be, but it has less to do with the color and more about how it makes you feel, like connected to that.
Okay. Are you able to feel like whose spirit that might be? Like, yes. Are you able to get that?
I don't know where this is, and that's okay if you can find out later. It's clearly a haunted property. I do not believe that somebody connected to the person's house, like meaning like a grandmother or somebody, unless they lived at that house and now they inherited that. It is somebody that physically lived at this property, and it's kind of just going through the motions of what it did probably back in the day. Be interesting to know if it's the same time.
That's
like every time it's caught.
Yeah, they're having the same time, like every day, right, or every Friday, or you know, yeah. Oh, interesting.
And that's called it, like it's a cyclical haunting. So it may choose the same day of the week or the same month of mm-hmm. the year. Like October might be really busy in a certain place, and that might be when the person died. If this is the same time, for all you know, that was a farm, and that was when, you know, Mr. Brown came home every day, and that's basically what he's doing, is just walking
back
across
the door. Yeah, coming in. Yeah. Oh God, I'm getting
it. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like a male energy, and it feels like somebody that's been there for a very long time, completely harmless.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. I mean, yeah, I'll make sure that I'll send you the other videos too, so you can see.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll bet you it's the same time of day, because it looks like it's the same time. It'd be interesting to see if there's a timestamp.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
That's my investigative mind.
I know.
The scientific, the skeptical. I'm really about the data. I love that stuff. And that's why, like working on the police cases, don't tell me anything. Let me just give you like the data of what I'm getting, and then it can be verified
and
validated.
And all those pieces connect. Yeah. Yeah. That's when Katie just makes my brain go like mush. So to wrap this up, you know, you had mentioned a couple things to me. You know, May and September are big for me. You said somebody was going to come back into my life in May, and I'm just like, yeah, but what if I don't want them to? And nothing so far. So we're all right. But
okay,
I'm just looking to see, like, do you see anything additional for me? Anything additional for maybe my family? Nana's turning 89. Like, how, what are we thinking? What are we seeing? What's going on?
Amazing, Nana. It definitely feels like for you, the emphasis is, it's actually like a lot of creative fire, which you've actually we've talked about in the background, but it feels like the things that you had started probably pre-COVID are now really heating up. And it makes me feel like, Marissa, it's in three areas for you. So if part of this is like teaching, something keeps showing you writing. So if you're doing a lot of writing or you're getting published, that this is the time for you to be doing that stuff for yourself. As far as Nana keeps showing me a lot to do with the grandfather. So whether she has been pulling out old photos or like an old wedding photo, because everything I see with this is her kind of reminiscing, but it has like it looks like an old wedding photo, kind of like those old Hollywood pictures of the two of them together.
Just funny. So, I have two downstairs on my wall, one of each of them. Yeah.
Oh, it might be like that she would be asking or being gifted to have those like all put together or assembled. But she feels like a dynamo, your Gram. She is going all the time, busy energy. She's silly too. She just doesn't care.
She does not care.
No, she does not care.
My parents both retired. What do we see for them? Anything? They just retired.
First of all, congratulations.
Yeah. They've been very happy about it.
With your mom, and actually all through this, are you going down south? Or like, and I don't mean south like Florida. I mean south like Virginia, could be even Louisiana.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because Louisiana and even Alabama shows up, which could be something else connected with the podcast today, but I keep feeling like I'm traveling to the south. And it does show again, almost like history, like family history, or okay, going someplace that's like historical. And I feel like it'd be like you guys all going along together and enjoying this.
Okay.
Even if you said Savannah.
Yeah. Maybe, who knows? It would all be in a car because they don't fly. So it'll be a long road trip.
Fun.
Wouldn't be the first.
So,
fun. Well, yeah, I mean, Katie, thank you for being a part of this again, because this was fun. This was a lot of fun. I'm glad we got that video of the orbs, because that's an interesting little situation there. But
I want to say thank you to you for our years together and the appreciation and how grateful I am to you. And the fact that in your career, in your lifetime, you're constantly working to help and make other people better all the time. And even through your own trials, it's never been that it's going to knock you down. It's going to make it so you build for other people. I really appreciate you holding that up at your end of the world all the time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're the same.
It's really cool.
You know, and like I said to you, I mean, hey, I know you're not doing a whole lot of traveling, but you're not far from me. We got to get a drink now that things are a little bit.
Exactly.
You know? So I'm going to be planning that with you, but I also want to wish you a happy Mother's Day before we get off of this thing. Cause I mean, you got some beautiful babies.
I got some beautiful babies. My one baby's getting married this year and in the fall. So we have a wedding coming up, and my boyfriend's son's having a baby. So we got a baby coming, and it's just all good things for all four kids.
Yeah.
And I feel super blessed. I love being a mom. If there's any job that you do, that's the one that I really, really love. I'm one of those people that would have had, like the old Irish family would have had like eight kids if it was possible, you know, just some ducklings behind me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to stick to fur kids. They complain a lot less, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. Fur babies. But thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there listening and you know, going through COVID and making it with kids online and working at home.
Yeah, it's been a rough year. So mom needs a day by herself is what mom needs.
That's what she needs, yes.
A big thank you again to Katie for being on the pod. And you can check out her podcast, Psychic on the Scene, on iHeartRadio. Coming up next week, guys, this is probably more of a bigger deal to me being a Hanson fan than it might be to you. But still, that being said, I have a few Hanson fans that are going to join me for what is considered Hanson Week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And really, it's just like a big fan festival that happens annually. And it's all being brought online this year. So I thought, you know what, let's talk to some of the fans, see how they're feeling about the band, what's had them stick around for almost 25 years. And well, I mean, I even surprised myself. There's a girl from Norway who's going to join me. So this is going to be a whole lot of fun. That's coming next week right here on Hello from Mars. Keep being good to each other. I'll talk to you then.
Oh, hey.